Blog Talk Radio.
I may be a soldier, I'll stand up for you. When your world comes crashing down, I'll be the one to hold you. Let me be a soldier, I'll fight for you. When you're up against the wall, I will pull you through.
South Florida Connects provides straight spouse awareness support.
Have you found out that you're a straight spouse? Are you worried about what that means for you and your family now? South Florida Connect is here for you. We are a local Miramar nonprofit outreach and advocacy organization that provides straight spouse awareness support to men and women who need help to deal with the devastating realization that their spouse or significant other is secretly gay. We are here for you. Visit us at our website at southfloridaconnects.com. That's southfloridaconnects.com. Or call our support hotline at 954-983-9751 and leave us a message with your contact information and our peer support specialist will contact you. Or you can email us at sfconnects@gmail.com. That's sfconnects@gmail.com to share the details and say what help you need. Call us if you want to have a seminar or support group meeting at your church, business, or organization.
And maybe a soldier, I'll die for you.
Hello and welcome to Straight Spouse Awareness. I am Debbie Thomas Brown, President of South Florida Connects, and it's a pleasure to be back with you again this first Wednesday of June 2013. As some of you may know, I have been talking on the airwaves in Jamaica about straight spouse awareness because our Jamaican women are having a very big problem on the island with straight spouse awareness. And because of ignorance and bigotry, and a lot of people are not getting the support that they need, and a lot of people are afraid to seek the information that would help them. So for those of you who are listening and you know someone on the island who may be having this problem, this information I'm going to give tonight may help you to be more understanding to someone or someone here in the South Florida community who is having this problem. This information that I'm going to give tonight is going to be given to help you. It's basically a word for anyone who believes that their spouse might be gay. It is really sad to hear about that situation. We are sorry. We here at South Florida Connects are sorry to know that your spouse has same-sex orientation and is actively pursuing gay activities. This is no doubt a very devastating time for you, but there are some things that you can do to make yourself feel a little more in control of your life right now. The first thing I'll tell anyone who is in that situation is to pray, and then pray some more. Then please go to your gynecologist or to your regular family doctor and start the process to get your STD testing done. For those of you who do not have a regular gynecologist or family doctor, you can text your zip code to 566-948. That's 566-948. Text your zip code to that number, and you will get a return text, a reply text that tells you the name of a facility and the telephone number where you can go and get a free HIV test. And these facilities are not just HIV testing facilities. They are medical facilities, so lots of other things go on there. So nobody will know that you're going for an HIV test. And if you were sexually active any time in the past or you're sexually active now, you should go and get an HIV test. Everyone should be responsible and go and get an HIV test to know your status. Now, to the straight spouses who I'm talking to right now, those of you who may be at your computer, you can also go to hivtest.org and you will get the same information. there is no stigma in getting an HIV test. But if you refuse to be tested and later on you start to get sick and look sick, then you will have the stigma attached to you because people will start pointing at you and say, you look like you have HIV. So go and get tested. If you are positive, you will know early so you can start taking the medications because HIV is not the death sentence that it used to be because medication advances has helped people who have been diagnosed in the 80s to be living even now, and they don't even look like they have HIV. So please, if you believe that your husband is on the down low, if you believe that your husband is having sexual contact with men, please go and get an HIV test. Even if you don't think so, the responsible thing to do is to know your HIV status. So go and get a test. And for those of you who believe, write down in your belly, you believe that your spouse or the person who you are having a relationship with has gay orientation. You have to assume, given all the evidence that you may have, that they may have done more than just indulge in fantasies. You know, they may be doing much more than looking at gay porn. They may have already started hooking up with other men for same gender sexual encounters. If he has that Grindr app on his phone, and for those of you who can look at those smartphones, those apps, there's an app called the Grindr app. If your man or your husband has that app on his phone, that's a dead giveaway that he is having same-sex encounters. There's no and if or buts about that because that's the only reason why he would have that. For those people who are seeing weird emails coming from Craigslist, or very sexually suggestive text messages coming from other men, please don't let him explain it away. You are not stupid. It means something. And the only reason why he would be getting a sexually explicit text message from another man is because he's gay. Or immigrant men or Caribbean men are very homophobic. So they will use their homophobic talk to throw you off track. Don't pay attention because sometimes your man is just projecting. He hates seeing what he feels inside in another man. It has nothing to do with you. Insist on him getting tested also. And remember, if your test results are negative for HIV, do not assume that he is negative, as he can be positive and did not infect you. Given the infrequency that some of you may be having sexual contact with your spouses, insist that he gets tested too. After you receive your results, you need to sit down with him and tell him it's time to stop the ridiculous excuses. You do not need a GPS. And when I say GPS, I mean a gay person posing as straight. You need an honest person. Just say you have had many years together, and while it turns out you may not know each other as well as you thought you did, he knows he's not married to or living with a fool. Don't ever let him continue to believe you are, even though you may be feeling like one right now. If you have evidence, I mean physical evidence or any other evidence, and he keeps denying that he has same-sex orientation and he won't talk about what's going on, tell him you're going to a counselor, your pastor or whoever you think will get his attention. You hope he will join you, but you will go alone if he won't, to help you figure out your next steps. Because you do need support, and you should never stay in silence, bottle this up inside of you, and go it alone. That is very unhealthy. Of course, you're going to be devastated if you know this to be true. Who wouldn't be? It's crushing to think that the life you had was a cover story for his same-sex orientation, and to know the future you imagined is not going to be, because it won't, even if you decide to stay together. However, this discovery does not necessarily mean your marriage was a total sham. It's possible your husband has always struggled with same-sex impulses, but that he also truly loves you and treasures your years together and the family you have made. It doesn't even necessarily mean your marriage is over, depending on how you view your marriage and all aspects of it. If you can ignore the gay sex and all the things he might be doing with men, I would not stay with a man who I know is enjoying sex with other men. That is infidelity of the worst kind, and it is very dangerous. But that is only my point of view. I wouldn't, but I know a lot of women who do, and maybe you are thinking that you want to stay in your marriage. It's all up to you. But I have to warn you, your marriage will never be the same. And it has to be remade or ended in some cases. And it has to have more honesty than your husband has been willing to bring to it at this time. You don't have to make any hasty decisions. At least you shouldn't. But you have to impress upon your spouse or significant other that from now on, you won't settle for less than the truth. That will be very difficult to get from him, but it's not impossible. Because sometimes when the men see that the women really, really are serious, that they are on to them, some of them break down and cry and tell you the whole story. So you never know. You just have to ask. Stop dancing around the issue. You know, some people say the elephant in the room. Stop dancing around it and ask the question. Perhaps the best way to question a closeted spouse in denial is to ask more specific questions. Yucky though this may be, you should be bold and ask outright. Are you having sexual relations with other men? Or if it's a woman, you ask her, because sometimes the wives are the ones who are in the lesbian affairs. Are you having sexual relationship with a certain person? Because sometimes you may suspect that he's doing something, that he is, you suspect that he's doing something, and he might be making you feel like you're stupid. So ask him. If you think he's sleeping with Tom, Dick, or Harry, ask him. Don't be afraid. Okay? Ask him. We're going to take a little break, and then we're going to come back.
Just a woman. Help me believe in what I could be and all that I am. Show me. Just give me the strength to do every day.
As I was saying, I was telling women to not be afraid to ask their husbands the tough questions if they suspect that they are having secret same-sex hookups. Don't be afraid to ask the questions, especially if you have evidence, because some of you have evidence. You send me the pictures, so I know you have the evidence. So don't be afraid to ask the questions. And even after pointed questions, some of your husbands will lie. They will continue to lie. They will accuse you of being crazy. They will call you delusional. They will call you every name in the book. Because some of them don't believe that oral sex is sex, or having sex with someone of the same sex is cheating, especially if they don't consider themselves to be gay. So please, 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 take care of yourself, because there are no exceptions. You are at risk for everything that he can bring home. Please take care of yourselves. Okay? And know that you know, don't let him tell you that it is red when you know it is blue. Don't act like a fool. Even if you feel like a fool, don't act like one. Okay? Don't. You are precious, you are priceless in the sight of God, and he made you beautiful and wonderful, and do not let your gay spouse put you down and make you feel like nothing. Do not allow that to happen, because you married him in good faith. You just did not have a choice. You know, I said you married him without informed consent, because he did not tell you he was gay. But you love him, and you are devastated, but he needs to come clean and be honest, because he needs to protect you. Because so far he may not have been protecting himself, much less protecting you. So now you need to demand that, especially if you are going to continue to have sexual relations with that same man who is sleeping with men. You have to learn how to protect yourself. And in our Caribbean community, some of our women can't ask their man to wear a condom. Even if you know he's sleeping with somebody else and you're sure of it, you dare not ask him to wear a condom. Insist that he does, because you have to protect yourself. Do not love anybody else more than how you love yourself. Insist on him protecting you if you're going to continue in the relationship. And insist on honesty. And you are not crazy. And you did not make him gay. You did not. He was gay before he met you. So do not ever, ever take blame for his same-sex orientation. ¶¶
my life, I'm so much better. You thought that I'd be weak without you, but I'm stronger. You thought that I'd be broke without you, but I'm richer. You thought that I'd be sad without you, I love harder. Thought I wouldn't grow without you, now I'm wiser. Thought that I'd be helpless without you, but I'm smarter. You thought that I'd be stressed without you, but I'm chilling. You thought I wouldn't fail without you, so I'm million.
A while ago, and it made me think. I have had this question before from several other people. How can one person in a relationship be positive and the other is negative? Do you remember what happened to Magic Johnson and his wife Cookie? Do you remember when he got married, he got her pregnant, she had a baby, and he was positive, and she never became positive? That happens in some relationships sometimes. And all I can say is that sometimes God protects you. Because there's no other explanation for it, especially if you didn't know that your spouse was positive. But it is possible for one person to be positive and the other is not, you know, because everybody's immune system is different. And sometimes, especially if you have an STD, like you have gonorrhea or syphilis or some other STD, it's easier for you to get HIV. And if the other person was healthy, they may not get the HIV so easily, but you still have to take precautions. And that is why I said to you, when you go and you get tested, if your result is negative, that does not mean your husband or your wife is negative, because they may be positive and you are not. So don't use your negative result to gauge that they are negative also.
And one thing I can say to you already, listen, some people are carrier of the disease. and it will not show.
Low, their T cell count is so low it's undetectable, but they still have the disease. And if the circumstances are right and they get ill from something else, they may infect you. Or, you know, I don't know. Everybody.
More like, what can we give an example of? Herpes. Herpes, if you don't have a breakout,
you might not infect somebody. But you still have
But you still have the disease.
And so, yeah, some people are not infecting other people with the HIV because their viral load count is so low, but they still have HIV. And the fact is that your spouse don't have the disease. Maybe you got it from someone else. You got it from someone else. Because some of you men, you're out there, you're cheating and you're pretending like you're not. And you even fool yourself. You cheat and you fool yourself like you didn't do anything. You know, so you might get the disease in so many different ways. So just protect yourself and protect the people who you love. And if you know that you are on the down low and you're hooking up with men, please, if your girlfriend or your wife asks you to use a condom, don't beat her up or treat her like nothing. You know she needs to protect herself. And if you're not protecting her, allow her to protect herself. Allow her to protect herself.
One thing that you touched on earlier, Debbie, and I say this to you, not because a lot of people are hearing me and say, oh, she's a pastor and she's talking about it. A lot of people complain about this. Sex is sex, be it oral sex, be it anal sex, be it regular sex. It is sex. And I can tell you one thing that new tests have proven now is that a lot of people didn't know that, but it hit the airwaves. You can get cancer from oral sex. And yes, the actor Douglas, he came on and he spoke about it. And people might say that's his lifestyle. But as long as body fluid are exchanging, you can become infected. Herpes, syphilis, gonorrhea, AIDS. It is prevalent. And stop being washbowls. I'm speaking to the ladies right now who want to pick up every Tom, Dick, and Harry, and the men who want to pick up every Mary, Jane, and Sue. Stop it. You're putting your family at risk.
Dr. Clark, we're not here to cramp anybody's style, and, you know, because, you know, people are going to be freaks if they want to be freaks.
You can go ahead.
But
and
they
be can. Freaks, but
there
healthy.
Are ways to protect yourselves. You don't
be
have
healthy.
To. You know, you don't have to put yourself at risk to have a good time. Protect yourselves.
You gotta be healthy. I remember years ago I was laughing, and I can say this about myself and my husband. When we were getting married, nobody was telling you. Well, my doctor said go get a blood test. And now the people, when they come to you, they say, did you have a blood work done? Pastor, why you want us to get a blood work? Go get a blood work. Some people, and I'm not knocking you, you get locked up in the jail, you become switchers. And you come out and you try to hold your matroness. And it happens, and you say, I went in as a male, I came out as a male. It's not true. And it might be a one-time event, that person might have AIDS. And you might marry into a relationship and find out you have AIDS. You don't have to be asleep around. So get a clean bill of health. If you find out even if they have AIDS and you want to marry them, there are many ways for you to protect yourself. I've seen a lot of people with HIV virus who are getting married because technology has increased.
I was reading a magazine at work yesterday about the people who are serodiscordant. One is positive and one is negative, and there are ways that they can remain that way.
Yes.
You know, so people want to stay together, and there's a lot of reasons why people want to stay. Sometimes they want to stay together for the family, because of financial reasons, but there are ways for you to protect yourself. You don't have to be ignorant and not protect yourself. And, you know, some of these gay men, they have their wives' head all twisted up, and the wives agree for them to have their man time. And some of these men are bringing the man home. So now the wives have to participate in a threesome.
You're my sweetheart to this friend.
So I just want
not
people to, whatever you do, it's your business. It's in your bedroom. It's your business. But do not use the same condom and him and you. Let him switch the condom if he's going to come to you. Let him take off that dirty condom and put a clean one on to come to you. I'm not telling you not to do it. If you are doing it, I'm just saying, protect yourselves.
And that is true, too, for women out there who are also being doubled. They have anal sex and vaginal sex. Switch the condom.
Yes.
Because the virus from the
you cannot
carry germs.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it will cause you to be sick. Female, you end up with a vaginal cancer. You have to wake up and realize what is going on.
Yes. So even if you go to the bathroom and you wipe yourself in the wrong direction, you can give yourself an infection with your own body secretions. Imagine somebody else's dirty secretions coming into your body. So, yes.
You got to wake up.
Just change the condom. We can't tell you not to do it. We know you're going to be doing it. So just be smart about it.
Just learn. Think wisely. Amen.
Thank you, Debbie, and thank you, Dr. Clark, for those words, and hope everybody take heed to it and protect yourself. And 1 second, we have a caller for Debbie. Okay, we're going to take a quick call.
Okay.
I'm going to take a quick call.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, what I'm saying, I'm listening to you. You're saying the right thing with your condom business, but we should change the condom. You are fundamentally right. I say I'm listening to you, man. You're doing a good job.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Bruce. You're doing a good job, man. Thank you.
Okay.
Take care of yourself.